Many fans of Trampled by Turtles jumped on the bandwagon with the release of Palomino in 2010. The frantic tempo songs of Palomino have been dubbed speedgrass. Wild Animals is more mellow and dreamy. Barry says this shift in sound was a conscious effort by the band.
You know, we've made all of our records more or less the same, and we've all been very proud of them, but, you know, the time had come to, like, take a different approach.
This new approach meant bringing in a producer, something the band hadn't done since their third album, Trouble, in 2007.
The key difference is that Alan Sparhawk, the producer of Wild Animals, really took the reins. Like, before we even started, he sent out an email. He's like, treat me as a sixth member of the band, and in fact, one who's, like, got a little bit more say-so than the others. And we were in the mood to try it. And it worked out great with it being Alan, because he's from Duluth. We're friends of his. You know, when he says, like, well, let's try it like this, we were really predisposed to be like, okay, Alan, let's try it like that. Alan could be there like, yeah, do that. Or like, no, I want you to try doing something like this. And, you know, he was really hands-on. He was really musical. He really was not afraid to come in there and be like, you know, Eric, I want you to do this. No, not like that, like this. Like, he'd sing it to me and, like, kind of mime what he thought it would look like playing on the mandolin. I mean, he was really not afraid to do that. And then, like I say, just because of our, you know, the particular relationship we have with him, it was absolutely cool. You know, there was never any sense of like, well, who is this guy? I've been playing mandolin on Turtles records for 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, that never happened. It was more like, yeah, I'm gonna try that. That's a great idea. You can hear that his fingerprints are there, you know, which I think is really great. I really love, like, the space and how everything sort of sits there and how there's a great spiritual vibe, which was really great. We were really excited about that. I forgot so many.
Eric Berry says the band had no idea how these changes in their approach to recording would affect their sound. First, the entire band recorded with a single microphone setup. Berry describes when he first heard Sparhawk's mix.
On the tune Wild Animals itself, this was when we still didn't have any headphones happening. And we're just playing it over, and Alan's coming in. He's like, no, it's not happening yet. And, like, and to me in particular, he kept being like, Eric, it's got to be like, ring, and then it's just got to ring, and don't play anything else. Just let it ring. And if it doesn't ring, it's not going to work. And I'm like, man, this is a mandolin. It doesn't have any sustain, you know? Like, if it rings or not, after half a second, it's done, right? And finally, he was like, hey, guys, you know, why don't you just come in and listen to what we've been doing here? And we went in and listened to, like, everything they were doing. And then suddenly, it was like, here's all the reverb and the spatial processing and stuff like that. Oh, my. That's why he needs me to let it ring. And we all kind of had those sort of aha moments. He's like, why don't you guys go back out and try it again? And that take is the one that's on the record.
It's made for us, trapped in bodies, they're made to rust. It's one that I can break right through.
Wild Animals was recorded at Pachyderm Studios in the small town of Cannon Falls, Minnesota. Pachyderm is most famous as the location where Nirvana recorded In Utero. Barry says the quality and location of the studio match the historical significance.
it was just a really ringing, beautiful sounding space that you'd look out the window and it was gorgeous. And I don't know, it was really easy to be inspired there. And, you know, afterwards I reread a couple Nirvana interviews and they talked about that very thing, how they just felt inspired to work. And that's exactly how we felt. There's conductive vibes in that place for sure. You know, we just started kind of playing. Like the very first thing we did is we walked in and Dave started playing a tune. And I want to say the very first song was Repetition. You know, we just sort of got in a circle around Dave, and then Alan set up one stereo microphone, and he was like, this sounds great. If we can do the whole record like this, I'll be happy. And we were looking at each other like, oh my gosh, we were expecting Alan to like bring out all the gizmos, you know? and he did wind up bringing out gizmos.
One, two, three.
And as the sessions went on, more and more stuff, more and more mics got put up, amps brought out, instruments got plugged in, effects got added. You know, a lot of bells and whistles did get put on, but that original stereo mic is on every track, is on every song.
Did you see the picture I was in? I called my dad and all my friends. It was hazy, but so was this. Whoa.
Trampled by Turtles has now been together for 12 years. Barry says the group chemistry has been unusually strong since the beginning.
The whole time this band has existed, even when the band, quote unquote, was me and Banjo Dave and Dave Simonette in Banjo Dave's living room on a Wednesday afternoon playing a few songs. And like, maybe we should do a gig, right? And so it's like not even a band yet. It's like three guys jamming in the living room, right? And we got done with kind of playing, and Dave Carroll goes, can I offer you guys a green belt? And Dave Simonette says, you got green belt in your fridge? Oh, this band just keeps getting better and better. And it was kind of one of those moments, like, we just sort of click, you know? It's like the right batch of guys that we have a chemistry that it's just really hard to force or talk about or even think about.
Over the last decade, Trampled by Turtles has risen to become one of the most popular bluegrass acts. They've gone from playing local gigs in their hometown of Duluth, Minnesota, to having songs featured prominently on television and in movies.
We're getting tunes placed into TV shows and whatnot, and I think it's kind of cool. Like, you know, like I've watched my share of shows. We're like, man, this song's great. I wonder who did this song. And then, you know, about 30 minutes afterwards, you can actually Google, like, what song was on TV show, blah, 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 and someone will tell you. And it's cool. It's exciting, you know. So I'm excited to be a part of that, but it is kind of odd how it happens because, you know, like in kind of the early days of the band starting out, I was well aware of what gigs we were playing and how we were routing our tours and why and all that kind of stuff. And now it's like, oh, I wonder how we got on the Deadliest Catch. Who called who? I don't know.
Even with the growing international popularity of the band, Barry says that Duluth is at the core of many of their songs. The final track on Wild Animals, Winners, is an homage to their hometown.
Kind of the most special moments I ever felt with that song is, I don't know if you guys out in Wyoming know that this last winter, the winter of 2013-2014, Lake Superior covered up like 96% with ice or something like that, which is like the most it's ever been covered with ice since they've been keeping track of it. And so the ice didn't melt away until late June. And you could go down to the beaches in Duluth and see like girls in their bikinis in 70 degree weather with icebergs out there. And there's a line in there about we went to the beach and it was covered with ice. And the first time we played that song in Duluth, it was the first week of July. So the ice had just gone away, you know, in the last 7 or 10 days. And when we got to that line,
we went to the beach and it was covered in ice.
It shook the place. It was awesome.
So much coming out, there's nothing going in. I know that you feel like you're never gonna win. Oh.
That's Eric Berry, mandolinist for the band Trampled by Turtles. They're playing tomorrow at the University of Wyoming. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ryan Oberhelman.